Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Sometimes when a fruit or vegetable has a slight blemish, or it's just not the right shape or size, that makes it a second. And though it's perfectly nutritious, generally farmers can't sell it. In Kentucky in the last couple of years, there's an effort to help farmers get a little something for it, and at the same time, help feed the hungry.
The Farms to Food Banks program is a way to help farmers cover their losses for the produce that they aren't able to sell on the retail market. And we help farmers cover their cost of picking, packing, and transporting produce from the field to the food banks. And then from the food banks, it's distributed free of charge to our struggling neighbors who can't afford often to have fresh produce otherwise.
Tamara Sandberg heads up the Kentucky Association of Food Banks and says this effort has state funding, private donations, and above all, is making a difference.
In 2015, we had over 300 farmers from 58 counties, and we would love to add more. We'll work with any Kentucky farmer that just tells us they've grown this produce on their land, and we just have a simple one-page enrollment form, and then from there we work to help connect the farmer with the closest either regional food bank warehouse, depending on the volume of produce they have, or their local food pantry that can receive the produce.
We'll have contact information coming up. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
Tamara Sandberg says the Farm to Food Banks program is already this season making connections with produce farmers.
We have already actually received a cabbage. We are hoping to start getting some more of the early season crops. We've gotten some lettuce and some kale. So June is a great time for those early season crops. So we'll probably start seeing some zucchini before too long. So we're thrilled for any of the 28 types of products that are listed on our price sheet. We will gladly take.
Like she said, they worked with over 350 farmers last season and looking for more. And by the way, the program last year garnered enough produce for a half a plateful for 4 million meals. Sandberg says they're happy to work with anyone.
They can visit us at kyfoodbanks.org, and we have the enrollment form online, or they're welcome to call at 859-986-7422, and we'll walk them through the process.
That website again is kyfoodbanks.org. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.